Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 16th day of December, 2010. We've got the radio broadcast jam-packed with guests tomorrow. We're only going to get one guest on towards the end of the broadcast today, but I'll announce that later. We're going to have open phones today, and I will take your questions, your comments, any news items that you want to raise. We're going to have open phones throughout the full 3 hours, interspersed with a lot of really important news. But any subject you want to raise, any point you want to make, I want to hear from you. I'm going to attempt to try to move quickly through your calls, but also I need your calls to be brief and focused. And I need to be brief and focused as well if we're going to get to a lot of your phone calls. But I love the different issues and points and angles that listeners bring up when we take open line a day of phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Well, I have a lot of interesting news here in front of me. Remember, I've been predicting false flag stage terror attacks ahead of the election and then intensifying from there on out. The government likes to go out and find mindless patsies that they try to provocateur with fake bombs into attacking. That way, they don't have to stage the events and then get caught. But they love to make you focus on Homeland Security as the center of the family, as the center of the culture, as basically a little baby Jesus in the creche, there with Mary and Joseph and the three wise men. Just like at Walmart, when you're checking out, they're at the market. They have, big droning, now 9,000 different stores, not just the 800-plus Walmarts are announcing. And it'll be 20,000, then 50,000, and then just everywhere. Government droning, giving you orders. It's the boss. It's the master. They make the sunshine. They make the grass grow. So they want to make sure during the Christmas holiday that you learn to worship naked body scanners, you learn to worship black uniforms, you learn to worship threat fusion centers that spy on you, you learn to worship the foreign banks raping you, or the dangerous scary men with turbans will get you. And they're hiding under every desk, in every closet, under every bed, in every cupboard, in every attic, in every basement, in every culvert out in the park that kids are scared of. There's not trolls now in there. There's Al-Qaeda's, and they're going to get you. Got a better chance, again, of dying from being struck by lightning or when you're swimming or from a bee sting, but doesn't matter. It's scary. Doesn't matter if 5 to 12, depends on the year, between 5 and 12 people die from shark attacks. Everybody's scared when they're swimming in the ocean. It's the same thing. It's not real. It's not rational. But, oh, my gosh, I mean, these men are wearing turbans. This is scary. We've got to get rid of our free country. We've got to let the banks rob us because they want to help us. Or Al-Qaeda will get us. I mean, it's that simple. And here they are. Iraq. Al-Qaeda planning holiday attacks in the West. That's the headline here out of CBS News. Be afraid. Be very afraid. I know I certainly am. I'm just glad Goldman Sachs is stealing all the money. That'll save us. Here's a mail online. Christmas chaos. Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. Is planning suicide attacks across Europe and the U.S. war insurgents. And don't worry, though. YouTube allows users to flag content as terror promotion. So now somebody can go say your video is violent or not appropriate. It could be two adults videotaping themselves playing Candyland or Tiddlywinks. And if someone says it's frightening to them, it's taken off YouTube. Oh, it's frightening. Oh. Well, now, if someone says it's promoting terror, it's gone. So this is the new communist America, the new Soviet, where your neighbor has said that you are evil. The East German Stasi will now take you away. And collective punishment when Al-Qaeda blows something up. We all have to have the government put their hands down our pants. It's all coming up. hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have wide open phones today. And then in the last 30 minutes of the third hour, we're going to have a guest on from a local activist group that has gone to the city council, gone to the different boards, and got the council subgroups to vote and say that Austin doesn't want naked body scanners in the airport. And that's a tag, Texans for Accountable Government, doing a great job. But the larger issue here is we have this happening in Florida, Colorado, and a whole bunch of other states. Major towns and cities have had their district attorneys, their county attorneys come out and say, if you stick your hands down people's pants, you're going to go to prison. Hands down the pants is a felony, and they do that. Hands through the pants squeezing, that is a misdemeanor. And we've had some of those county and city attorneys on. And here's the big news, and I'm going to cover this again coming up in the third hour. The big news here is that Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew flew back from interviewing Charlotte Iserby. And by the way, she showed them secret Skull and Bones books of her father and grandfather. This is the stuff Anthony Sutton used, his secret source. They actually went up there and got to get a look at it and videotape it. And that's going to be up on PrisonPlanet.tv first of the year with a special report, probably be 2 hours long. Oh, yeah, Charlotte Isby just wasn't the head of policy, Department of Education. She's the person that blew Skull and Bones wide open more than 20 years ago. But continuing with this information, I'm already digressing. They flew back through Boston Logan, which is always been the test airport, the most draconian. I mean, they had naked body scanners in there years ago. They had passive MRI brain scanners that I saw 8 years ago being tested. It's the main beta testing center. Other airports are to a certain extent, like LAX, JFK, and others, but this is the one where they really, really have been putting the screws in since day one. And Aaron and them flew through. They weren't using the body scanners. This was just on Wednesday they flew back. They interviewed her on Tuesday, or on Monday, excuse me, but they flew back Tuesday. The point is, they just flew back earlier this week, and they were not doing pat-downs, they were not using body scanners, and we're getting more and more reports that they're not using them at most airports, and they're not sticking hands down pants, they're not ripping colostomy bags off the sides of people, they're not making women take out their artificial breast if they've lost their breast through mastectomies from breast cancer or other injuries or problems. They've really backed off because, A, they know that this is causing a general revolt, but B, and probably more important, all over the country, city councils, state legislatures, county attorneys, city attorneys, state police are saying, we're going to arrest you. You're not above the law. A sworn peace officer can't stick their hands down somebody's pants unless it's an emergency or unless it is a warrant situation. And they go on and say, don't give us this garbage that you've bought your ticket, so you've agreed. You can't buy a ticket and go to a topless bar and have one of the topless dancers stick their hand down your pants just because it's consensual. What you're doing is illegal. Don't do it anymore. You can't treat everyone as if they're guilty until proven innocent to keep you safe from the boogeyman. You can't kill a free society and destroy everyone's rights in the name of safety. It doesn't work. It's a fraud, and it won't keep you safe. As Benjamin Franklin said, those that will give up liberty for so-called security will get none of it. In fact, there's several variants of the quote. He said, those that give up liberty for security will get neither. Liberty or security. And then he had a longer quote where he said, and they don't deserve it. But you can pull up those famous quotes if you'd like to see them in their full context. But that's common sense that we're dealing with here. And so it's very exciting to see this happening. Ahead of having our guest on, I want to play the local news piece to analyze it and critique it. Because the local news shows the city a regulation board that did vote 5-0 against the naked body scanners. But then the news says, well, that's only ceremonial because the TSA makes the final decision. The TSA put into place after 9/11, the TSA gropers that were put into place by the transportation arm of Homeland Security. That agency was previously there, but they started the basic airport takeover at that point. That's all voluntary. The airports don't have to have them there. And it's the city of Austin that paid for the bonds for that stinking international airport. I paid for it. And so we elect our city council. And this is our town. This is not run by the feds. See, this is a 10th Amendment issue that goes right down to the city, the county, the state. I mean, the federal government is now saying they want to have TSA, and they're beta testing it on every major highway, on street corners, at bus stations, at train stations, at malls. They're already putting TSA-controlled announcements through Homeland Security in, first it was 800-plus Walmarts, now it's 9,000 retail centers. In the space of 2 weeks, it's gone from 800-plus to 9,000-plus in Homeland Security press releases. Just telescreens everywhere saying, watch your neighbor. This isn't freedom. Okay? I mean, it's just common sense. I know you know that. But the exciting news is all over the country, from Austin, Texas to Orlando, Florida, people are saying no. And I was watching this YouTube video. It's up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Paul Watson's written an article about it, but he actually posted the local news station's a video of the report. Austin joins rebellion against naked body scanners. And KXAN news report, you can get all the details there. But the point is, we can take back our cities. We can say no to sodium fluoride being added along with radium and uranium. Oh, that's added too. You didn't know that? That's now confirmed and admitted, along with lead and mercury and arsenic. Oh yes, that's the toxic waste that comes out of the aluminum purification and smelting. It's the byproduct. Also, the power plant scrubbers, where they basically shoot a stream of water up in the smokestacks across the furnace release valve, where all that coal smoke filled with mercury and lead and arsenic and uranium and plutonium, because that's where they mine it, is out of coal deposits and limestone deposits. So it's in there naturally. And so it purifies out in this water or condenses out. And then they sell that as something good for your teeth. They call it fluoride. What a beautiful system. But I'm, again, already digressing here today. We could say no to all of this. And, you know, city councils will laugh at first when you go up and say, here's CBS News out of Houston. They say they don't know why there's uranium and radium in the drinking water all over Texas, but it's confirmed that the state covered it up for decades with the feds. Here's the CBS News article. Now let me read to you, and then they can read from the public documents and admissions of what the, quote, EPA allows to be put in your water, the over 300 chemicals. Again, it depends what company they're buying it from. It's always over 150 or so, sometimes over 300, but it's over 300 allowed. And you can just read that, as we've done many times on air, to the city council, give them exhibits and say, you're on notice that poison is being put in the water, uranium, radium, lead, arsenic, mercury, sodium fluoride. You can laugh and say fluoride's good for you because you've been brainwashed that it is, but all these other things are admittedly poisonous and bad. You're on notice. I'm going to sue the city in 1 month if you don't read these documents and if you don't do a review and respond. And then if they respond in a month and say, okay, there is no uranium in the water, which we know is a lie, or we believe mercury's good for you, or we believe arsenic's good for you, then you have them in court. I mean, look, I can't do all this, but I'm giving you the battle plan. For 15 years, I've screamed and yelled about suing over them taking your baby's blood at birth and giving it to the Pentagon for a secret bioweapons / Rockefeller Foundation genetic engineering program. Finally, my listeners in Minnesota, in Austin, Texas as well, sued. They've won. It's proven it all. Now there's more suits. See, I can't do it all. I'm here telling you what's going on, laying it out. Okay, I'm telling you the truth. I know if you're a new listener and it sounds crazy that the government's putting uranium and radium and lead and arsenic and everything else you can imagine in the water and you can't believe it, if you'll just go and get a tour of your water treatment facility, 71% of cities and municipalities have it, and you get a full list and are allowed to get a sheet of what is on the bag, it will tell you. Okay? Real simple. Just like I told you last year, do not believe me that the H1N1 shot can give you Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, or epilepsy. Do not believe me that it can cause brain damage or cancer or infertility. Read the insert. Read the insert. Read the insert. Read the insert. It's not a conspiracy theory. Don't read the fake fact sheets they send home with your kids from school about how it's totally safe, no problems. Do you agree to, for them to have the shot? That's a lie, a criminal lie playing on our ignorance, not their fake fact sheet. Go to Walgreens and ask them for the drug insert that came in the ampule of the shot itself, the actual drug sheet, not a fake fact sheet, not a baloney sheet. Same thing on what's in your water. I'm going to say it again to all the yuppies that are in a daze and under mind control and have a psychological trigger compulsion to laugh when they hear something serious. There is poison in your water. There is poison in your water. The naked body scanners, literally hundreds of top scientists, radiologists on record, LA Times, New York Times, on and on and on. Associated Press admitting massive cancer risk from the body scanners. Do not say you weren't warned. But quite frankly, the naked body scanners from my research are nothing compared to what you're drinking in the drinking water. You want to know why everybody's so unhealthy, no matter how much they work out or eat right? The water's a chemical weapon.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 16th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1381.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1417.09, $708.54 for a half ounce, or $354.27 for a quarter ounce. That's $1417.09, $708.54, or $354.27.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
She's a devil.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
We are back live. Look, if I don't start going to calls, I just won't do it. Jill, Scott, Pat, Andrew, Shannon, I promised a lot of your calls. I started mentioning one guest I was going to have on in the last 30 minutes or so today, and then ran on for an entire segment about it. But it ties into everything. Look, it's criminal that they put hundreds of deadly chemicals in your water. And most people won't go look into it because they go, there's no way that's happening. It is happening. You can find out in 10 seconds. Just type in state of Texas covered up radiation, radioactive particles in water. Well, of course they covered it up. They put it in there. I mean, here's another example. CNN, Kosovo militia. They don't want to call it their allies. They call it militia to try to demonize our militia. Everything's a psyop. Kosovo militia may have stolen prisoners' organs, report alleges. And it goes through a UN report about the KLA Muslim extremists that our government hired to attack the Serbs. And I'm not taking sides in this. The point is they're all killing each other. That was Serb land they took away for the UN. The KLA are a bunch of narcotics traffickers on record. Then they go into the report and it talks about just hundreds of people at a pop disappearing and their organs being sold. Well, China admittedly sells organs. Israel got real mad 2 years ago when it came out in European, Swedish, and other newspapers that doctors said, look, they're killing Palestinians. They've arrested and selling their organs. And then it came out in the Jerusalem Post, in Haaretz, that, okay, yeah, we do it. Well, our government does it. These governments are not nice, okay? That's what I keep warning people. But as long as we're naive and gullible, they can continue to get away with this forever. That's why we don't let the government surveil us. That's why we don't let the government take our rights and liberties. People say, well, I have nothing to hide. You know, let them spy on me. It's not that you're bad. It's that they're bad. And certainly if you let them pyramid the power, if you let them vertically integrate the power and put control grids in, let's say an angel dictator built it because they wanted to keep you safe. Okay, let's just say that's not a lie for the sake of argument, which we know it is. These are tyrants that built this grid so they could have their way with us. But let's just say they built it because they care. Couldn't this global cashless society tracking grid that's being built be used by corrupt people in the future to oppress us? I remember warning Republicans, hey, this Patriot Act's going to be used on conservatives when Bush was in office. They're like, no, it won't. Now conservatives are like, execute Assange. Really? And they've got legislation to put you in prison or execute you if you ever leak anything or as a reporter ever cover anything that's been leaked. We got cops arresting people nationwide for videotaping them, which is totally legal. I mean, is that really what you want in your just knee-jerk reaction to worship authority? What about illegitimate authority? You're so in love with Romans 13 manipulation that these preachers engage in, twisting it. Hitler then was of God. If you believe Romans 13, that, by the way, was his favorite Bible passage, Hitler said, render unto Caesar. I'm Caesar. And so I guess the American people should have worshipped Hitler. I mean, I think that's a bad idea. Or worship Stalin or Mao. I mean, they were put in by God, weren't they? No, the people became decadent and evil, and so wickedness took over, and then they were judged by their own actions. But by the way, in our system, it's still we, the people, right? See, we're the government. Oh, no, 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 no. We're taught it's anti-government to not like what the government's doing. Well, Gallup poll reports Congress has a 9% approval rating with conservatives. A 14% with liberals? 10%? I was reading yesterday with independents, so it averaged out to a 13% overall approval rating. I know that was the headline, all-time low approval rating for Congress. In fact, guys, search Gallup poll, lowest approval rating in history for Congress. I want to show them that article from yesterday, not just go from memory. I know it said 13%, and when you averaged it, it was as low as 9%. And most people you call are cowardly on the phone. I've read some of the polling data and science on that. If they're asked a controversial question, they'll side with what they see as kind of pro-establishment. So you better believe it's a lot lower than 13%. Yeah, there it is. Congress's approval rating ties lowest in Gallup records. No. You pulled up a May 14, 2008. This was yesterday. You'll want to click news. And it'll be 13%, and then 9 is the lowest. That was back in the good old days when it was 20% 2 years ago. It was in my stack. It was also Drudge-linked. We'll be right back, okay? And I'm not going to get to all this other stuff I've got. The Christmas surprise they're getting us ready for with a staged Al-Qaeda attack. There it is. Gallup poll puts congressional approval at lowest in history. That says eight points. Oh, so I'm sorry.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed on Double Your Dirt Back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Support your system. I let your goons stick their hands down my pants. You take my baby's blood at birth. Secretly, you got face scanning cameras up. I lovingly drink the uranium and lead water and mercury water you give me in the tap. What do you mean? I love your tyranny. I lick your boots. I did find the article. Give me a document, Cam Shot. I'll show folks. Here it is. This is from December 15th, 2010. Congress job approval rating, worst in Gallup history by Jeffrey M. Jones. 13% approval of the way Congress is handling the job. And in some demographics, it was as low as 9%. And you can, again, just type into the search engine, Congress job approval rating, worst in Gallup history, and it will pull up this article for you if you'd like to look at that. And the reason I've made such a big issue out of this, there's the San Francisco Chronicle as well,
is because, according to Homeland Security, not liking what the government's doing is anti-government and evil and terrorist. But I thought our country's based on, it's still we, the people, right? As Dave Mustaine, friend of the show, was just saying in that little piece. All right, without further ado, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 stacks, but I've covered one. I'm going to get to all of these today, but first, I want to take a bunch of your calls for the rest of this hour into the next, but I will cover a lot of news at 8 after next hour in the second segment of that hour on a host of issues, the acceleration of the implosion of the world economy, the open announcement in England that they're moving towards martial law, science of man-made life can proceed, the White House says, as they try to create artificial life. Now, that is all coming up. But right now, let's go to Jill in Indiana. Jill, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey. I live by the Muscatatuck River here in Indiana, and the Governor Rich Daniels has announced that he's going to buy 26,000 acres along the Muscatatuck River and 43,000 acres along the Wabash River. And if our Muscatatuck River is not cleaned out, then what happens is it backs up and it could actually flood our city. But anyway, they've got some money in this hunting and fishing wildlife fund, the $26 million, that they say they can only use it for conservation purposes, which would be the birds and the hardwoods, and that's why they want to buy all this ground. And I point out to them that they really don't have enough money to buy all this ground, and where are they getting the rest of their money? Are they getting it from the federal government? Because I want to know who's wanting to control our waterways, because if we can't keep that cleared out, it's going to be a real big problem. And they say, no, it's not coming from the federal government.
Well, ma'am, Jill, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I don't know the particulars of what you're facing, but it's called the Rewilding Program of the United Nations. The federal government has close to half the land in this country. State governments then own more combined than private individuals. Private individuals in land of the free, home of the brave, not even just individuals, private corporations, businesses, of the different pieces. The feds are the biggest owner, then state government. Next is all of the private interests together. So in America, the minority of the land is actually owned by private individuals or corporations. And what's happening is through these big multinational corporations and through government, they come in, they buy up land for nature preserves, and then they've done it here in Austin. They stole tens of thousands of acres under Save Our Springs. Then they turn around 5, 6, 7 years later when you've forgotten and sell it at fire sale prices to insiders. And then they build on it. So the good news is if building needs to be done after they've used your tax money to, you know, to go buy it and then when I say steal it here in Austin for a decade plus, they wouldn't let people build on their land. They wouldn't let them use it. They wouldn't let them sell it, for commercial use. And so it depressed the value. They zoned it by passing laws, ranch land, you name it, that you couldn't build on it. Then they came in and said, okay, now the city's going to buy it. One piece they bought was over 15,000 acres. And then a year later they announced, we're actually going to allow some building on it. And now they've built shopping malls, you name it. I mean, they've got it all figured out. So it's all about stealing property, putting you into compact cities. It's all part of the larger Agenda 21. The good news is some states out west are moving that under common law and under the state charters when they were previously territories, if the feds don't, they have first dibs under the territory rules to open it up for people to stake a land claim or a mineral claim. But the feds haven't been issuing those in many cases for, well, really in the last 70, 80, 90 years. It's very hard to get them unless you're an insider. Before, you just showed up and said, well, nobody staked this 100 acres. It's mine. It's my Ponderosa. And that's when people moved west. But they've frozen that up. Well, the states are going in and reading the fine print. They're going, well, that's going to revert to the state now, and we're going to let people strike claims on this. Obviously, it won't be free, or it won't be 1 cent an acre or 3 cents an acre. We bought our land from the Mexican government for 3 cents an acre in the 1820s, 1829, on my dad's side. It's not going to be that inexpensive, but the states are going to raise a lot of money, and it's a good thing, and it needs to happen. And I'm even open if counties want to pass, because that's the people, regulations where the new land that's sold has to be pasture, or maybe if it's even more inexpensive, if you have it for, say, wildlife preserve, people want that. Believe me. I mean, if Colorado said we're selling millions of acres, I love Texas, but if I could go buy a couple thousand acres, for cheap, I'd probably move to Colorado. But again, that's why move west, young man. Haven't you been told California's full of whiskey, women, and gold, as the country music song says? I'm not looking for whiskey, women, or gold. I'm looking for land. I can't afford land, more than a few acres. In a business deal gone bad many years ago, I got like 4 acres out in the hill country, and I can barely pay the taxes on that, so I don't really own the land. Okay, I said I'd take your calls, and now I've been ranting for 3 minutes. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. What I wanted to talk to you about is a little organization. Actually, it's a pretty big organization. It's called Office of International Treasury Control, which is also known as Foundation X. They claim to be a sovereign entity, and they claim that Federal Reserve reports to them. They claim to have all the
Are you saying you've identified Foundation X?
Yes, it's called it's called Office of International Treasury Control. They claim that on the fourth and fifth level, you have to be, a president just like you'd heard, from the gentleman in England, with the parliament there, all the same criteria. If you look them up, they say that there's a lot of disinformation out on them, but they're part of the UN. If you go to their official site, Wikipedia, anybody can put something on there. They say that's disinformation about them, that they only release information to people that, come through them. If it doesn't come through them, it's disinformation. But they have the UN symbol on there. I've talked to a few people about them, and they're kind of a very, very secret organization.
Let me just put something out here for you. When we talk about Foundation X, that is the private families, and I've talked to very high-powered people in the British government and in the EU government. You've heard some of them here on air. I'm not going to say their names, but you can guess who they are. But I know members of the EU Parliament. I know members of the House of Lords, not just Lord Monckton. And I'm here to tell you that's not who they say is running this. If you want to know the most public manifestation of what Lord Blackheath called Foundation X, it's the OECD, the Office of Economic Cooperative Development. And that was the receivership arm for all of Europe after it had been imploded at the end of World War II. And that was the instrument through which the Marshall Plan pumped what would be tens of trillions of dollars today, hundreds of billions in post-World War II numbers. It's what they ran things like Lend-Lease through during the war, not just to the British, but to the Russians. In today's numbers, trillions of dollars of weaponry and raw material from Ford pickup trucks to, Overland, company Jeeps to the Russians. To thousands of ships and battleships and carriers and carrier ships. So the issue here is it's the private families that own the Bank of England, the Bundesbank, the private Federal Reserve. They just call it Foundation X, kind of like Lindsey Williams, was calling Ken Fromm, before he could say his name, Mr. X. There's a lot of groups that run around and claim, they've got these trillions of dollars coming down the pike and, who pose as if they're part of international organizations. But I've seen no proof of the organization that you're talking about, because I have looked at it previously, because I saw this a few months ago, as being a real organization. But I will continue to do more research on it. But we know who the real power is. Who can shut down overnight more than 20 post-Commonwealths and current Commonwealths, like Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the list goes on and on. Who can shut down parliaments in what was formerly the Dutch East Indies and other Dutch holdings? The Queen of England. and her Saxe-Coburg-Gotha cousin, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. Again, they love to act like they have no power. And I see your point. You're saying that, you know, this group likes to act like it has no power. But I'm talking about the bona fide groups who, when they have to show their power, they will, go from being submerged to briefly uncloaking and emerging when they have to engage in power plays. Anything else?
Yeah, real quick here on that. Now I did check them out because I agree with everything you're saying 100%. But they claim that they go through their history and how they gained and how everything is, you know, they go through it in detail. I mean, that's what really threw me off, because they talk about those families, that they're connected with them, that they are part of all everything you just mentioned. They talk about Jekyll Island, how they gained and put this entity into play, and that they are the biggest shareholder of the bullion.
Listen, I hear you. I appreciate your call. The real power brokers don't come out and tell you how they run everything and how their entire system locks together. They occasionally, if it's the former German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt or David Rockefeller, will write a book saying, yeah, we want global government, it's for your own good. Or they'll say, oh, look, we're giving all our money away to charity. It's really tax-free foundations. So their wealth is untaxable, which is an undue trade advantage and a vertical integration. But send me more information or write an article about it and send it to me. I'm not trying to totally poo-poo what you're saying. I believe that it's not correct. I appreciate your call, Scott. Thank you. But people can check it out for themselves. You just talked about it. And again, I don't believe anything Wikipedia says, as you were saying, because they've got my name spelled wrong. They've got a bunch of stuff on there that's wrong. It's been on Wikipedia before that I'm dead. I know that Wikipedia has a lot of problems. But Wikipedia says the Office of International Treasury Control is a seemingly elaborate fraudulent organization which claims to be associated with the United Nations and the Federal Reserve, the central bank of the United States. It has attempted to deceive people and organizations in Ecuador, Fiji, and the United Kingdom. The UN and Federal Reserve have denied any knowledge and connection with the OITC. The purpose of the hoax is unknown. I don't really know what this is, but I know what NACERA is. I've been hearing about this for 12, 13 years. There's a secret group of good people in government, and everything's going to be okay in 1 year, and you don't have to get involved in government because there's a secret group of white knights that are going to save you. Total baloney. Over and over again, people get sent these Nigerian emails saying, I am Prince Babupi. I have $14 trillion. If you give me $5,000 from your bank account, I will transfer you $15 million. It is simply a small favor I need. And, you know, they find old ladies and, you know, young men and just gullible people. And they literally run around going, I've been contacted by Prince Mabupi. I mean, I've known people. Who are supposedly in the Patriot Movement, who get one of these emails and go on the radio and say, they've tried to buy me off. I've been offered, you know, $15, $20 million by Prince Mabupi. There is no Prince Mabupi, okay? If you give the Nigerians your bank account, they're going to rob you. And then after they take your $5,000, $10,000, whatever they get, they say, oh, the prince only needs $10,000 more, knowing you've already cashed in, you're already in, you know, you've got a stake. You don't want to admit you've been conned. Prince Mabupi is now saying, give me double the money and you'll get not 15 mil, but 30 mil. And, you know, the husband goes to the wife or the wife goes to the husband and says, we've got to give, look, the prince is coming to meet with me. He promises after I get the money. I want to know Prince Mabupi. My life is incredibly magic now. It's like Hollywood. Don't tell me this dream hasn't come true. Prince Mabupi. Prince Mabupi. And they give him the next 10 grand. And then Prince Mabupi comes back and says, no, I only need 20 grand more. And then I will transfer you 50 million. And folks usually go through the thing two or three times before they figure out they've been conned. Or they still believe Prince Mabupi's real, but somebody got to them. And so for years they're trying to call Prince Mabupi. People travel to Nigeria to meet with Prince Mabupi. They go into hotels and say, where is Prince Mabupi? Everyone laughs at them. There is no Prince Mabupi. So I'm not talking about Prince Mabupi anymore. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Let's talk to Pat in Ohio. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Alex, I got two questions, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Long as it's not about Prince Mabupi.
The first one is about Mr. Fromm. Sometimes I kind of think he wanted to die because he knew about the cancer on the shelf. He knew that his friend, Mr. Lawler, had gotten free. He's been cancer-free, according to Mr. Pastor Williams. So why would he not follow suit, follow the same route that his friend did? And his son, you know, even though they say he persuaded him to go with chemotherapy, surely Mr. Fromm had talked to his son about, you know, the cancer on the shelf. Certain people knew about.
Well, you know, that's mainly a capillary side issue that Lindsey Williams knows these two former oil company executives that have given him a lot of good intel. And one of them has a son who's a doctor, so he went the conventional route, the other one another route. I'm not saying there's 100% cancer cure. I know there are a lot of, I know, two-time top globalist, two-time winner of the Nobel Prize for Medicine and Science, Linus Pauling, said megadoses of natural vitamin C are a big, very good treatment. And I know that mainline medical science ignores a lot of things that are good treatments as well. And I think that, you know, obviously radiation and these other things have a pretty bad track record. But the bigger news of Lindsey Williams from his sources is that oil's going to $150, $200 a barrel in the next 6 months. But stay there. We'll see if we got any other points on the other side, Pat. Then Andrew, Shannon, Georgia, and others, stay with us.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to Prince Mabubi.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am Prince Mabubi.
All right, folks, I'm trying to have some fun today. Gallows humor. We are back live. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. One note for folks that want to get a book that is now out of print everywhere, selling for $900 and something on Amazon and eBay. And they're selling at that price. We sold out. We had no idea that when we bought the last of these a few weeks ago that it was one of the hottest books on the web. We didn't look at what it was selling for. I heard her say it was going out of print. I'd always carried it. So we bought, I guess in the end, about 850 of these. And then we hadn't gotten all of them in. The last ones came in 2 days ago in several shipments that Charlotte Iserby sent us of deliberate dumbing down. And we have about 60 or so left. And about half of those are hardcovers in pristine, perfect condition, which haven't been around for years and are selling again for close to $1,000. Some of the soft covers we got, we held back because they've got like little rips in them or scrapes, got hurt in shipment. So we've got some damaged soft covers and undamaged pristine. I mean, they're all new, hard covers of deliberate dumbing down. They just went up at Infowars.com in the online video bookstore shopping cart. If this is anything like the past, they'll be gone in 30 minutes. So if you want them, get them. This is running until the end of the year. But if you want to be guaranteed to get it shipped before Christmas, you can order any of the books, T-shirts, videos at Infowars.com by tomorrow, and you'll be guaranteed to get them. So get your orders in today and tomorrow. Stuff that ships out Monday, you'll probably get because we're shipping it all out now, priority. We usually do media mail. I mean, you have the choice. You can do media mail. You can do, I don't know why I'm getting into all the technicals. The point is we're shipping everything priority right now. Even if you pay for media mail, you're getting it priority. So you get it. And most of you that order by Monday will also get it, but we can't guarantee it. So get your orders in. We've got specials where you get five of my best-selling films for $24.95. And remember, we're not funded by David Rockefeller or George Soros or the head of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch. We're supported by you. We've been able to do all this and be a platform for other activists and leaders because of you supporting us. Plus, these are the best books and videos and materials to further heighten your education on the globalist and to educate others. So Infowars.com. You can also give people a PrisonPlanet.tv membership if you like. We're adding more and more to PrisonPlanet.tv, as members know, every day. Finishing up with Patton, Ohio, then we're going to go to break, come back with Andrew, Shannon, George, and others. Do you have any other points about the bombshell Lindsay Williams interview yesterday?
No, I didn't have anything else about that, but I have a question about Pat Tillman. I know you mentioned that when he died, you mentioned last year, I think, that shortly after he died, some of his unit, some of the members of his unit died also.
Yes, five of them.
I saw the movie, and some of the people were talking. Well, one of the main men were talking. I was just trying to see if they would mention anything about any of their members dying, and of course they didn't.
No, I haven't seen the Tillman movie yet, and I think we've attempted to try to get him on. I've talked to Pat Tillman's brother, so did my producer. This is like 3-4 years ago, and they were like, yeah, we know foul play, but we don't want to talk about it at this time. But since then, it's been mainstream news that they lied. The coroner said it looked like a homicide, that he'd been shot up close 3 times in the head after being shot at a distance. They came up and took him out. He was writing letters home saying, I'm going to go public for the peace movement. The Pentagon couldn't let their NFL poster man do that. He was a real hero. And I remember it in the news. There'd be members of his unit at a barbecue in their backyard in Arizona, and a guy in a black outfit pops up, shoots him in the head. Other people committing suicide or being found, you know, drowned. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com. to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HOMEGAIN150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the HOMEGAIN150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HOMEGAIN150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house.
That's HOMEGAIN 150.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I took some calls last hour, but now we're really going to your calls, and I'm going to do a news blitz at the bottom of the hour. Haven't even gotten into all the key news, but I'm going to your calls because I love the different directions the callers take us in. Right now, let's go to Andrew in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Not too bad. I got a couple ideas for you and the listeners, and then a little news blurb you might have missed. First thing was, is I noticed that here in New York State, we have a very large prison population, but they're not allowed to have shortwave radios to listen to your show. So what I did was, is I made certain, I sent out a few anonymous letters to a couple of them. I looked up on the internet and said, hey, have you ever checked AM radio? And of course, I'm sending it out through the internet, streaming your show to all our prison planeteers, wherever they may be. Number two is, nobody has ever thought of this before, and I have a lot of fun doing this. I borrowed a friend of mine's dog once, and I put a raincoat on it, and I cut out some fuzzy letters that spelled out the word drug dog and took it for a walk in front of the local state-run prison facility during shift change. I'd say about 30% of those guards ran off, and the local newspaper covered it saying, oh, they had to have a lockdown because so many guards called in sick that day.
That's a great point. I mean, look, the government wants us watching each other because they're committing most of the serious crimes, and that's even taught in criminology. You know, I just went to community college a few years, took different courses to see what I wanted to be, and I took a basic criminology course and thought it was interesting, so I read a lot of more advanced textbooks on my own, and they even admit that criminal types try to get into government and law enforcement. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody who does is a criminal, but the point is criminals know, smart ones, they can get away with more. And, I mean, it's legendary, the type of sadist and corrupt people that become jail guards and what wardens do. There have been hundreds of admitted cases similar to the movie Shawshank Redemption, where everything you see in that fictitious film really goes on. And America has more prisons than any other country combined, and it is literally a complete joke. And yes, there is more drugs in prison than on the outside, and it's because the jail guards are in there selling them the drugs. And I've had enough of it. You want to end the drug war and hurt the drug dealers, you decriminalize drugs. But the drug dealers don't want that because that's where they're making their money. And it makes me sick. I hate drugs. I hate Prozac. I hate Ritalin. I hate cocaine. I hate methamphetamine. I hate everything but nicotine and alcohol, and I try to stay away from both of those. I like the stuff people like for thousands of years, or in the case of, for Europeans, 500 with those nasty cigars. But that's my bottom line. You got any take on that?
Well, I can only say, especially in college, you were right about the criminology courses because the same exact thing happened to me, especially then I started getting into the deviant behavior ones. Alex, I can remember one time I talked to one of the guys that was in the class with me. I said, listen, I want to show you something. It's to really show you just how sad things are. We went through a local, not that I eat there anymore, but a local fast food establishment. Backwards. Just backwards. Everything came to a standstill. Everything came to a halt. All the employees and all the people that were eating there all came to the window. Because why? We just drove through backwards. This is why I think a lot of people have a hard time accepting. You could show them fact proof. Look, you've got.
Yeah, people get in habits, and if something stands out to them, then they'll finally pay attention. There's a lot of inventive ways to get the truth out by doing things a little weird. And you know, I'm a little quirky. I'm a little strange. I didn't do it on purpose, but now I've gotten smarter. That's one reason I've been so successful, because it is a little weird. It is a little quirky. You know, freedom is strange compared to cookie cutter, brainwashed, stamped, android America. Is that where you're going?
I think that's pretty much it in a nutshell. That and Oklahoma's pushing for mandatory chickenpox vaccines. Did you see?
No. What's the headline? We'll search it right now.
USA Today.
USA Today. Oklahoma pushes for mandatory chickenpox shots?
Yep.
Yeah, government's pushing for that everywhere. Boy, they are really creepy. And I think vaccines can be good, but you can't trust the government.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans, and the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, T-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again,
there.
Go to gusset.com. /America today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're now blasting into the second segment of hour number two. Coming up in about an hour and a half, we got a guest coming in studio with a local activist group who has just really done a great job. They have gotten one of the city boards to vote against naked body scanners. The local media is spinning it, saying, well, TSA has all the authority. This is only an emblematic, you know, sign or ceremonial. No, it's not. I've had congressmen on this show. I've read the rules. The federal government does not rule every corner of this country. They're out of control. And on record, the airports invite them in. And airports are public places under federal court and state court rulings. If any tax money goes to a facility, you can't stop demonstrations in it. There's a demonstration at the Austin airport, and it's happening in other parts of the country. People should mimic what TAG's doing here in Austin and say no to this. And you know what the feds will do. They're going to try some event in one of these cities. But we just say, whatever the history is, you're doing this. We don't care. You can't claim because someone might break in your house next month, that we have to station government guards in your house, because after all, there are murders every month in Austin in people's homes, and so it's scary and dangerous. We have to have prior constraint. We have to have guards in your house or cameras in your home. Big Brother's got to keep you safe. It's the same thing with the airlines. It's the same thing. If some airlines want to have it, they can privately do it. But not if city money is involved. So this is very exciting. That's coming up. People fighting back. I got a bunch of wild news on government stealing organs. CNN reporting on that. A bunch of economic news. A lot of new WikiLeaks news. U.S. tries to build case for conspiracy by WikiLeaks. We reported on this 3 days ago, but now it's in the New York Times. They've got a secretly impaneled grand jury. That is all coming up. But right now, let's go through your calls. Shannon in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Shannon, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Hey, man, before I get talking to you, I want to warn you, I haven't had my flu shot. I am a anti-government. I buy silver, and I buy storable food, and I watch your videos, and I pass them out. Yeah, it's terrible. But anyway, I live about 75 miles north of the Gulf Coast, you know, down there at the oil spill. And it's so hard to talk to people after they watch Jesse Ventura, his show that was on last Friday night. And they watch a little bit of it, then they turn their backs. And I just wanted to ask you a straight-up question. That $20 billion that BP said that they had in the banks to pay the Gulf Coast people, is it possible? Now, I'm a crazy and gooky person because I watch your videos and stuff like that. But is it possible that they are saving this money for the contractors that are not on the so-called Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotaro, list? These contractors are going to come down there and take over the Gulf Coast from Texas all the way over to Florida.
No, that's all publicly admitted. Look, he went to the Army Corps of Engineers head scientist, and they admitted there's a $40 billion fund and that it is their plan to try to force people out of the Gulf area at least 50 miles in. They're talking about basically east of Houston all the way over to where the panhandle of Florida starts. And I have the London Guardian. I have the official report from the Army Corps of Engineers. I have the UN report. I showed those on the show last week. Ventura's on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about that. The police state show being censored. And we're also going to talk about the new Pentagon strike special coming up tomorrow night that we'll see if it airs. But Ventura, very powerful interview coming up during the noontime live hour tomorrow for a full hour. The only radio interview he's doing, by the way, and his last one before he leaves the country. But he's so angry about WikiLeaks and other issues, he wants to come on. We're honored to have him. But that's the issue is, it's admitted that you heard the head of the Army Corps of Engineers, head scientists say, well, yeah, we're going to try to make everybody leave, but not industry. And so that is the plan. But in the UN plan, they plan to have basically a few cities that are rebuilt that are casinos, hotels for the rich and powerful. And it's all in public view. And that's why Ventura's show was so groundbreaking. I mean, you saw the lady admit it, but we have all the documents.
Yes, sir. Well, Alex, I appreciate talking to you. You answered my question, and I won't take up any more of your time so you can get back to your listeners. But I salute you and your crew. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Alex.
Well, thank you, Shannon. I mean, as if the Gulf hasn't gone through enough, great hardworking people down there, great culture. I mean, I love Mississippi and Louisiana. You know, the elitist media makes fun of those states, but I think, you know, great people down there, beautiful wildlife, great fishing, and just really nice folks down there, have a great attitude. They've been through hell. They've had their guns confiscated during an emergency. They've had the military come in there. The military was basically baptized in evil during Katrina and ordered to go to high and dry areas and take guns to set the precedent, and they did follow orders. Unfortunately, they passed the globalist Luciferian test, and they've done everything they can. Remember when they blocked Jindal and others, the governors, from putting up their own brakes to keep the oil from coming in to the estuaries? And they lied about how much core exit they'd used. And what they do is they don't let people rebuild, and they give them a pittance or they give them nothing. They give them a small amount to move out of the area. And that's what FEMA has done. In fact, I've had some state reps on about this and also some city council people in the last few months to cover this, where FEMA increased the floodplain to 40% roughly of the from what they already had, a 40% increase geographically. And they're now telling people where they can and can't build. And FEMA demands you get flood insurance, but you buy it through them. So it's a tax. So they increase the floodplain, then they make you buy the insurance through them. And so, again, it's like the earlier caller last hour, where the feds and the states are trying to buy up more private property and put it off use. They're trying to basically shut everything down. This is the post-industrial rewilding Agenda 21 operation. And again, it sounds unbelievable, but it's real. I mean, I last week showed you the Army Corps of Engineers documents that are public. I showed you the London Guardian. Ventura went and interviewed them, and they admit it. I mean, it's there. It's happening. But it's happening incrementally. So this is how they're slowly forcing people out. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I like to keep that S-510 on the front burner. They're trying to force that through a spending bill, from what I understand, from Dodds.
No, it's total nightmare. And for those that don't know, tell them what S-510 does.
It basically makes everything under their control that you grow, including probably your front lawn. They haven't gone that far.
And who gave a record? Who gave a record $12 million in the month of November to get the Senate to pass it? Big agribusiness wrote the bill. They're exempt from it all. For your small farmer ranch, it is written open-ended where they can not allow you to grow things and sell it to anybody. No truck farms, no giving your neighbor preserves. Total federal bureaucrats on your back, on your property, and they're saying they're going to have game warden level warrantless search power.
I think we should try to put more pressure on all our senators and congressmen. But one aspect I think we should approach is possibly go after them through, how about Jews and Muslims and Hindus? Let's face it, they're going to put bug and swine genes into things and God knows what because they want Monsanto.
No, here's the problem. Here's the problem. They have had Monsanto and others give money to the World Council of Churches, which runs most of the denominations. So all you got to do is pay off the Jewish leaders, the Hindu leaders, the Muslim leaders. And believe me, they all take money, the Christian leaders. And then they come out and say GMO is of the Lord. You know, it's of Allah. It's of Buddha. It's of Christ. And then the people aren't even look at how they're trying to not let you have a label on GMO cross species salmon. So yes, that's a great point. Where are the churches?
I would like to also see one thing done on your website. Why don't we have people put up flyers or things on certain issues so we can basically hand them out, like the TSA thing at the airport, and that way we won't have to reinvent the wheel each time, and people will go to the airport, they can start handing them, use them as points of resistance. Basically, you go there with 100 things, you're going to go on a plane, you hand out to the TSA that, hey, look, this is going to radiate you, you're going to be dead in 10 years. And the same thing, we basically make every situation a point of resistance so it becomes harder and harder for them to push this stuff through. Hello?
Stand me up at
Okay, folks, weird stuff happens every once in a while. My main microphone quit working there, or the microphone didn't, one of our connections. So we hooked up another mic. I'll be back after break and continue with your phone calls on the other side. Again, I'm Alex Jones, and this is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. We're also simulcasting video feeds at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us, and we'll go back to George in Connecticut. Let him finish up as well.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's like we have Casper, the unfriendly gremlin, out there. There's like hundreds of buttons inside a rack, and the one button to my microphone just popped out. So that's why my mic went off. They were all scurrying around trying to fix it, and there was the button not working. They'd already strung the other microphone over here. But we're back live, finishing up with George in Connecticut, and we'll go to Zach, Chris, Tom, and others. Then I am going to start getting into news coming up in the segment after that, but it's open phones today. Going back to George, you got cut off there, George, by my microphone fizzling. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think we should put something on the site that has like flyers or whatever, so we can make every incident a point of attack against these people and keep the pressure up on them. For example, the TSA or the 510 bill, we can put if people can put up good information and good material, then we can make them into flyers and go at every food store, every
place. Well, that's been my plan for a long time. And what happens with websites is that areas that are small links kind of get forgotten about. But it's funny you said that. Just the other day, I told one of my web guys, if you go to Infowars.com and on the right-hand side, a lot of key stuff's on the right-hand side, when you scroll down in between ads, there's username, password, logins, there's RSS feeds, there's podcast links. There's an area called Activism and Flyers, InfoWar Tools. And I noticed it's got a lot of great stuff up there, but it hasn't been updated in a while. We need to take all the different contests we've had, the different flyers, the different issues we get sent, and post those just on a long page on top of each other as new stuff comes in. And so, yes, we are updating the activism area of Infowars.com, actually today. And again, we're just going to add things as they come in and some of the past flyers on a host of issues that we've been covering. There's also the flyer page that does have a bunch of flyers on the swine flu, on fluoride in the water, on the TSA, on the police state. So again, bottom right-hand corner or almost down at the bottom of Infowars.com. We do have that area, and we need to get a link up on PrisonPlanet.com over to that. Great points. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead now and talk to Zach in Texas. Zach, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I want to first off thank you for all that you've been doing and all the news you've been spreading.
Thank you.
I live in Austin. I'm a student at the University of Texas, and I wanted to know if you've ever thought about running for the Texas or even U.S. Congress.
No, I'm not going to run for any office because the campaign laws are written where if you're an honest candidate, they can find something you've done because it's impossible to run a clean campaign and put me in prison. Plus, I can do more outside of the system, pointing out issues and supporting people that are running for office and basically putting my ideas out there. And then a lot of activists pick up on it and carry the ball. I think I'm most effective making films that hundreds of millions of people see online, doing a radio show that reaches millions of people every day, having news websites that reach millions of people every day. I mean, we're exponentially growing, having huge success. And so that's the direction I'm going to continue to go. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Amen.
I mean, you know, under campaign finance laws, I can't have news websites, I can't have a radio show, or I can't have involvement with the news sites anymore if I run for office.
Yeah, that'd be no good.
But, I mean, it's an interesting idea. I ran for state rep for about a week until I actually was reading the rules and things, and I didn't have the money to have all the lawyers and to follow it all correctly and to ask for money. I mean, you got to ask for money to run for office. And people are like, hey, he's asking for money. You know, it takes money to run this operation. We've got to sell products and promote things. People are like, you shouldn't be selling anything. You know, you should have the whole studio should just be magic and free. You should do your radio show from a ditch with a tin can. You should stand there with a sandwich board. I mean, you have to even make compromises to do things in a radio format. And I don't compromise my ideals or my views, but you have to make compromises like being commercial, something I don't particularly like, but I've got to do it. You've got to, but to run for office, it is just a snake pit. But we need people who are willing to do it, and who people who have those skills. But I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more here. Let's talk to Chris in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener, 7 years or so, second-time caller. First time I called you, I suggested the idea of doing fail videos. This might be something to put on your social network. New World Order fail videos, and they've certainly given us enough new fails and since I talked to you last.
That's right, an internet nomenclature, that's a fetish-filled delight to call something a fail, and we could produce some really great fail videos, New World Order fails. That's a great idea. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to run through Tom, Donald, and Richard, and then others. And after I'm done with these four calls that I just mentioned, I'm going to blitz through a bunch of news. Then more of your calls. We got a guest coming up the last half of the next hour. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung System at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung System works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You got it. The transmission
is coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're going straight back to your calls and through a big news blitz. When we come back in the next hour, I will continue with 30 minutes of calls and a special in-studio guest with great folks really taking action here in Austin. I won't be there this Saturday at the airport because I'm going out of town, but I hope you will be there because this is very exciting, this demonstration coming up in Austin. Start your own in your area. You can imitate, you know, other people that have been successful, like TAG right here in Austin. Okay, before I go any further, I want to tell you about endofamerica3.com. And, of course, you heard Porter Stansbury on. Great analysis, great information. So many of his predictions have come true, and he believes that the implosion is going to accelerate. Stansbury & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 99 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video that you can see at endofamerica3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. that they're claiming. EndofAmericaTheNumber3.com. And finally, I want to tell you about the UltimateKnife.com. Renew Tech Solutions is offering the ultimate knife at the ultimate price, the Fox Karambit. This amazing knife is a form-fitted and beveled to be the most comfortable knife ever held. The ring feature helps keep the knife secure in place to help prevent slipping and being disarmed. Their website's excellent. It's got all these videos that demonstrate it. The Emerson Wave Catch feature allows you to open it with one hand faster than a switchblade with no springs. They have a full one-year warranty and a full seven-day trial money-back guarantee. Lastly, due to overwhelming response, Renew Tech Solutions made major updates to their site. Again, the website is theultimateknife.com. And again, it's our sponsors that make the broadcast possible, but all the sponsors we have on, I believe in the products that they're promoting, like the Fox Karambit. It's awesome. In fact, Rob here, Jacobson bought one here in the office. He likes it so much. Also, we sold the extra damaged Deliberate Dumbing Down books that we had. They're all gone. They're all gone. All we have left is, what is it, 17 signed books by Charlotte Iserby, and I'm going to sign them too. So those 17 hardcovers, and then they're gone. That's it, are up right now on Infowars.com on the online video bookstore shopping cart. And, of course, you can always give somebody this holiday season a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, the gift of awakening. And we're adding so much more there. We've got going up tomorrow the Alex Abaya Inside RAND Corporation, the Master World Government Plan, Inside RAND Corporation Whistleblower. That's going up. The video interview with him. We flew to L.A. to interview him. It's got going up is going to be the Charlotte Iserby Inside Skull and Bones and New World Order interview. Her dad and grandfather were Skull and Bones and great-grandfather, I believe. She's got the Skull and Bones grandfather clocks in her house. Just incredible stuff. She's the person that gave Anthony Sutton the inside info to first blow Skull and Bones wide open more than 20 years ago. That's going up. It's going to be a two-hour interview. We're going to put basically the whole thing up. They just flew to Maine to interview her because she's retiring now. So she's just spilling the beans on everything. That's going up. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership in the month of December and get 5.3 months free. So it's close to half off when you get it in the month of December. And all of this revenue that comes in makes what we do here possible. We couldn't do any of this. Not my crew and contractors of close to 30 people. Not the giant websites now. Infowars.com alone, bigger than MSNBC and Glenn Beck's website combined. We couldn't do any of this and pay for any of this if it wasn't for your support. Plus, these materials wake people up and accelerate the overall resistance to the globalist. Okay, finishing up with Chris in Wisconsin. You were making a point, Chris. Go ahead.
Well, your guests for the last couple of days have been talking about the economic collapse of America. There's some big names that have plans for the rebuilding period. Rockefeller and Bill Gates. If you look for Bill Gates algae, Google search Bill Gates algae. Algae is A-L-G-A-E. It's a good place to start. It's only because of my involvement in renewable fuels for the last 10 years I even know about this. But
well, I am aware of this. So let me just fill folks in briefly, and then you can add to it. Gates is dumping almost all of his money into a tax-free foundation that openly promotes abortion, forced inoculations, just nightmarish type stuff. His dad, of course, the board of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates now has emerged and admitted, yes, he wants, you know, one-child policy, basically like Ted Turner. And through his tax-free foundation, I mean, tens of billions of dollars is being invested in weather control. That's on record. Genetic engineering, on airborne inoculations they just spray in the air. In renewable energy through algaes and different systems. And so, yes, he is planning to roll out the next wave of new technologies that are controlled and cloistered by the globalists while they buy up and block all the other advancements that have been made by other researchers. It's all about actually suppressing real technological development and only doling out certain things that they control. But tell folks about the algae.
Well, this actually ties into a lot of those. He actually funded it through his private investment firm, Cascade Investments. He put in September of 2008, he put $50 million into a company called Sapphire Energy, which isn't like the other algae startups we've seen. It was actually funded into existence by the Rockefellers. And there's just a couple of stories. This Wall Street Journal blog has a story on it. If you search for Bill Gates algae, and CNET News goes into this.
Tell folks what the algae does.
Well, it's what they're doing is, instead of growing algae and then squeezing the oil out of it and then turning the rest into ethanol, they actually have done this already and flown a plane on this fuel. The algae actually produces a direct-to-tank alternative for gasoline. And company is funded into existence.
And again, they put taxes on regular types of energy, old coal, oil, and then they force you to buy their wind patent system. They force you to buy their algae system, their ethanol system. This is about a total takeover of the economy. And it was the Rockefellers over 100 years ago. I mean, I've done deep research, who funded literally everyone, including the Nazis. They funded the discovery of DNA, and they funded the creation of IBM and Thomas Watson. Just everything. Literally, our entire world is them. They've built this grid. There's over 30 globalist organizations promoting world government. David Rockefeller created them all. I mean, they funded the UN's creation in San Francisco and then in New York. They gave the land. I mean, it's just everything is them. I mean, there's three families. Saxe-Coburg-Gotha's, that's known as the House of Windsor. That's their brand name. The Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. There's some other powerful families, and they're all intermarried with them, but that's it. They run it all, and they are just so diabolical. So we've got eugenicists on power trips who think they're God, who've engineered our society, and heaven help us. I appreciate your call. Excellent point, sir. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Tom in New York. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right, I just wanted to call and inform you of something that's kind of unique that's going on in New York City right now. I work Union Construction, and essentially we're being told that we have to go through a TSA, must conduct a security threat assessment in order to get a TWIC card.
Yeah, for those that just joined us, how many times have you listened to the show?
Me, I've been listening to it for about a year now.
Okay, how many times have you heard me talk about seeing Governor Ridge almost 8 years ago on C-SPAN for 2 hours with a group of CEOs that were, they had four tables, you know, in a square with all these top CEOs, and he said it all. He said, you're going to have to get TSA approval. Well, he said Homeland Security approval, but he said the TSA will probably be the model to have a job. You'll have a card to work anywhere. Everything you do will be attached to that. I taped it, but then couldn't find it later in all the videotapes. Back then I was taping on VHS. But now you've seen it all unfold. And yes, to have a job in critical infrastructure, but that's at a school, a college, a bottle factory, a light bulb factory, a car factory, a power plant, or if you work around lakes or rivers, you know, for the LCRA or for Fish and Wildlife. I mean, literally most of society, you will have to have government federal approval. That's why they're breaking our will, setting the precedent now to take over our airports, stick their hands down our pants. Now they're going on the street corners and the Walmarts, and first it's 800 locations, now 9,000 locations, that they're going to have telescreens. It's about getting used to the feds on TVs everywhere, bossing you and telling you what to do and brainwashing you. And yes, you're going to have a card to work basically anywhere. And so now you're in New York, and this is happening to you. Tell us about it, Tom.
Well, if you want, I could give you my union website. It's got plenty of links. They'll tell you all about it. There's two different types of cards.
Can you do me a favor? Give me the headline on the union press release or email it right now to JARON@Infowars.com or send it to showtips@Infowars.com. Do you have
it might be easier if I just give you my, the union website.
Okay, give it to me.
Pull it up. It's right there. It's local361.com.
Hold on. Local361.com.
/SWAC-TWIC.
Okay. / what?
SWAC, SWAC-TWIC. It's two different certifications. And they're both basically TSA is going to run a security threat assessment on you. It's a biometric credential. is what they're going to issue you.
Yeah, so you get face scanned, you get fingerprinted, and then TSA, this is big news, not news to our audience, but big news, it's now rolling out, and then they decide if you're allowed to have a job. Just like the no-fly, they now admit is going to be a no-buy gun list, no judge, no jury, you can't get off the list, just no more guns for you, and then you're not going to be able to get a job. And there it is, transportation worker identification credential, and I want you to send that to Kurt Nemo. Send it to Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron. I want them, whoever wants to do it. I want it, maybe two stories, but the headline should be TSA or Homeland Security. Americans will have to get approval to have jobs in America under TSA rollout. But illegal aliens, they're going to be issued these. They're already given driver's license in Texas. We were told the biometrics in 93 were for them. No, they're exempt. They're just given the driver's license. And I was, again, this is breaking because I didn't know they were actually starting to roll it out. But you notice it's all happening. They've announced what they're going to do. The total federalization. You got to get permission from a shadowy government agency to have a job. In fact, print that for me, guys. Put it back on screen, please. Amazing for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For folks that aren't, just Google Transportation Worker Identification Credential TWIC. Iron Workers Local 361. TWIC and SWAC information page, and there it is. So again, you want to build a house, you want to build a building, you want to work, you might be a terrorist. You're guilty until proven innocent, as if a real terrorist couldn't just run and blow something up. Now, see, all these good old union guys are like, yeah, Al-Qaeda hit us. Oh, the government says the dust's good. I love the government. What are your other members saying? I mean, what's your view on this? This is huge.
Well, unions are typically against background searches and urine analysis. And that's basically what this is. If you go to the SWAC credential, it's a different website. Their website is secureworker.com. If you go to their technologies page, it basically tells you what they're going to run.
Right, let me stop you. Let me stop you. Back when I still watched TV occasionally, I had Time Warner Cable. And this is before 9/11. They put on the local county and city channel about half the time. I'm sure it's still on. In fact, I've seen it recently when I've been flipping through the channels. They have Pentagon TV, Air Force TV, Army TV, Marine TV. And it's the Marines are running checkpoints to stop drunk drivers. In Dallas, the National Guard is blowing up crack houses. They're teaching children to not use drugs. And, you know, I just played that on Monday. But we got it off the web, off Pentagon television, a Defense Department television. But this is what's incredible. I remember 10 years ago, you can pull this up, and we made a big deal about it because I taped it and played it on my own access show and on radio, that they announced, call the Pentagon. And for Texas, we have they even have it localized. In Texas, it goes to San Antonio, free drug testing by the military of all of your civilian workers. It said, doesn't matter if you have one employee or 1,000. It's free. The government wants your urine. The creepy army isn't just taking your baby's blood secretly at birth, now admitted. Or the creepy government isn't just putting poison in your water, not just fluoride, but uranium, now admitted. The creep ball government, more than, it's got to be like 98 I saw this and was pulling my hair out. They're taking people's urine. Now, again, it's like, test the urine of our employees. Well, if you got some pothead or somebody clearly acting weird, you can tell when they're on drugs, you're fired. Your eyes are, you know, are like glazed over. You're on some kind of speed. You know, you're gone. I mean, you don't even tell them that. It's like, you're gone. Yeah, you're grinding your teeth there, pal. I've been watching you for a month. You're on something. I don't have druggies around here. Of course, I don't tell them that. Oh, your performance hasn't done too well. You're gone. But we haven't had to do that except once or twice. The issue here is that you don't need to have your employees urinate in a cup and send it off to Uncle Sam. This is incredible. If we don't, I'm telling you, it's all about submission, sticking their hands down our pants, putting their hands on our wives and children. Bunch of scum. This is the new make work. They're turning us into a giant prison. They got telescreens going in. Heaven help us. I'm sorry. Listen, we're going to do a big story on this. I knew it was going on, but I didn't know it was being rolled out this big. And this is going to be one of the biggest unions in New York City, or is this New York State?
New York City, all of New York City.
Okay, so all the big unions. And so Homeland Security wants your your urine, and you're going to have a buy. So I guess you got to go in and get enrolled, just like somebody in Fallujah or Afghanistan gets enrolled with a slave card. When is that supposed to happen?
It's happening now. It's been happening for over a year now. It's every construction union. It's not just mine. Every construction union. You're talking hundreds of thousands of construction workers that have to go through this.
And now they're moving to block, even in Texas, being able to be non-union and basically have a job. I'm all for unions, but not when they become arms of the government. Are people saying no? Did you go in and get the biometric enrollment?
No, I have not done it yet personally, but it's kind of hard to say no.
You need to get
together,
file a grievance, start calling the news. They tried to make the unions tell their employees to take injections last year, and you guys said no. You're on the front line in New York and California of the globalist rollout. And, folks, Homeland Security's already said it. They're setting the beta test. You are going to have a card to do anything. And the minute you're not in favor, you're not going to be able to buy or sell. That's not Revelation 18. That is what Ridge said. How many times have you heard me talk about that, Tom?
I've heard you mention a couple of times, government permission to work.
Yeah.
And one of the unique things about this TRIC certification, it's open to anybody that wants to subject themselves to it. So what you have now is you have employers turning around, an end run around having to pay for a background check or a drug analysis. They're telling people essentially you will not be considered unless you have a TWIC card. If you Google TWIC certification on Google, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of jobs that require you have your TWIC certification before applying.
Just total Soviet America headline. Homeland Security to require drug testing biometric card for citizens to have jobs. Just TSA, Homeland Security takes over everything. Fascism arrives. Total insanity. 1984 on steroids. Pull your hair out.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news. Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You know, we have so many amazing guests on this radio show every day. But sometimes I think I should just take calls because it's the callers. Like Tom in New York. During the break, I was back there reading the union websites and looking. It's hundreds of unions across the country. Homeland Security comes in. It's not the law, but they make a deal with the union, and they say, you've got to go through Homeland Security background check to have a job as a taxi driver, to have a job working in a building, to have a job at a school, to have a job as a drywaller. This isn't America. And I said I'd get into the news. That is the news. That is so big. It's just like they announced a week ago, and it looks like they're going to pass the bill where the government can do no-bid contracts and not even tell you that you're not allowed to get the contract. You just put in your contract for a government contract, and then you never hear back, and you never know you've been blacklisted. And 500-plus companies and growing, McDonald's, you know, chief among them, don't have to get insurance, but your company does. I mean, it's total discrimination. It's lawless criminality. The government is being run like a lawless whorehouse. I don't have ways to describe how incredible this is. Obviously, those of you that live and, you know, work and have a business or have, you know, understand the, things, get a grasp of this. But for the average person that just gets a paycheck and and only cares about their favorite sitcoms or whatever, they just don't get it, how bad it's gotten, how fast it's going. Whew, man. And I've known for almost 8 years they were going to make you have an ID card to work that's biometric and that you'd have government approval. And if Homeland Security doesn't like you, they even said that if you haven't paid all your taxes, they're going to order you fired. Remember, England announced a month ago that starting next year, they're moving to testing, making employers deposit your checks with the government, and then they take out what they want and put it in your account. They're taking full control of our lives. And these people are so evil. When you read what the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, British, Dutch royalty, they're all eugenicists. They talk about they're going to build a world government, cut our resources off, and then really start killing us. I remember the Marines declassified 12 years ago plans along with the Army with helicopters and knockout gas for every major city. And then they threatened the Texas Sunshine Project to remove the documents. They said, you know, these are classified, remove them. They're still in the Google cache in the Wayback Machine. We pulled them up a few months ago. But, I mean, they got helicopters ready to hit us and hit us hard. I mean, this government is the enemy. It is illegitimate. It has hijacked everything. It's not a government. It is a criminal group of psychopathic control freaks stealing. And then they got a bunch of well-meaning military and cops and people that have been brainwashed in their own compartmental areas, and they don't see the big picture. And it's so creepy. I know I'm a good guy. I know I'm for real. I know I'm right. I know this stuff's all real I talk about. I have all the proof. And to know that the CBC came into town last Friday and got a, quote, permit in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave to interview me at my office. They have to, under their rules, again, it's not the law, it's corporate rules, and the city has a regulation that you have to pay and get permission to film. You know, if somebody wants to come to your house and interview you in Austin, Texas, or New York City, it's thousands in New York. It's only, I think, $50 in Austin. You got to go to the Austin police. And when they went, they talked about not letting the CBC interview me. See, they're now my God. They're my ruler. They own me as they drink their fluoride and uranium water laughing right now. I mean, it's gone, folks. It's gone. Red level takeover. Okay?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Do this. I'm going to take a few more calls, and I promise I'm going into News Blitz at the 8 after the next segment, then back into your calls. We have a guest in studio. If you just joined us, Homeland Security is announcing to basically all the unions in the country, we were doing searches during the breaks, that you will get a Homeland Security enrolled biometric card. Homeland Security will drug test you. Americans will not work. Homeland Security is announcing a no-work list. You will have to get Homeland Security permission to have a job in America. And it doesn't happen with a bang, it happens with a whimper. And I saw Ridge announce it, again, almost 8 years ago. I don't know, it was late 2002. He wasn't even the head of Homeland Security yet. He was the interim head because they hadn't given it cabinet position yet. It was right around that time. And I'm the type of weirdo that'll sit there and watch C-SPAN for 2 hours. And I was just like, he was just calmly, you'll have a card to have a job, we'll drug test everyone, there'll be a no-work list if you don't pay taxes. The employer will be ordered to let you go because if you don't pay taxes, that's a security threat. I mean, look at Homeland Security in Pennsylvania, spying on the legislature. I mean, and saying if you criticize the income tax, that's terrorism because that hurts the government. The government is telling its minions that you're not allowed to say my taxes are too high because that would cut off their blood supply. I mean, this is a rogue system. But people never wake up to tyranny until it's too late. Rarely do they wake up. People just like to live in denial until the thieves just take everything. They always collapse society because they can't stop stealing. So you'll get what you want. And all of you that like the petty power trips and like the system, okay, enjoy. Enjoy. Bon appetit. Bon voyage on your trip to hell. Oh, we are entering into Mordor here. Donald in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. I had like three things I wanted to say, but talking about the jobs and stuff like that, we have to have a card and stuff. I was,
You've got to go to the Homeland Security Don and say, is it all right if I have a job, Godfather? And they say, you've been licking my boots real good. Yeah, you can have a job. How's that sound?
Doesn't sound very good. I'm a contractor right now, so I guess I have to go there too also, right?
Well, it's all part of course in America you've got to be drug tested and have a biometric card to have a job. This is land of enslavement, home of humiliation.
Okay. I agree with you on that. I was just wondering, I needed to ask you a question because I'm a little nervous. Public speech makes me a little nervous. I used to live in Arizona, and now I live in New York, and there used to be this high-pitched sound that I used to hear every once in a while, and I thought it was tinnitus for a while, but my girlfriend used to hear it too, and other people I know heard it, and I was just wondering if you had any idea what kind of...
It could have been a big piece of machinery having an oscillation issue, could have been something else, but... it is partially declassified. Baltimore Sun reported on it. DARPA admits for at least 12 years. That's the first time I saw it admitted. They've got towers to soothe you with electromagnetic fields. And they've got these where they can flip a switch and make mice lay over in ecstasy or in total pain. And what you can do to a mouse, you can do to us. And they admitted in the Baltimore Sun, they said, we're testing things during emergencies that will send out waves to calm you. Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong? It's freedom, man. I told you it's admitted. We can pull up the documents where I showed them a few months ago again, that they have helicopters in every region ready with opiate gas to knock you out. And of course, they admit it'll cause over 10% deaths because you'll fall and hit your head or wreck your car and there'll be fires and problems. But isn't it nice to have a government operating in secret with helicopters in underground and sealed hangars with knockout gas and crews ready to spray every city? I mean, isn't that nice? Your wife driving down the road at 70 miles an hour, wrecking and dying? It's freedom, man. Drink uranium. Take mercury-filled shots. Eat GMO salmon. It's a blessing. It's freedom. You still got the NFL? Come on. It's good.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, now 8 minutes into the third hour. We have a guest in studio on the front lines of the fight against the naked body scanners coming up. But I want to get into more of the news now. Obviously, Homeland Security knows you're waking up, knows you're angry about the tens of trillions that have been stolen to offshore banks, the media, the dominant corporate media that's not so dominant these days being paid off. And so they need to play the part of your saviors. And that's why they've got shadowy groups announcing there's going to be all sorts of Christmas Day attacks in the United States. And so the headline, Christmas Chaos, Al-Qaeda when they're not working for our government attacking Iran on record, is planning suicide attacks across Europe and the United States, warns insurgents. And their current commander is Anwar al-Awlaki, who admittedly hangs out secretly at the Pentagon with the top Pentagon brass, source Fox News. But I'm supposed to ignore that. Kind of like when CBS News in Texas reports there's uranium and radium in my water and the government's hiding that it's there. I'm not supposed to get upset or point out that they're putting it in there. I'm supposed to just, you know, say, oh, uranium's good. Al-Qaeda is going to get me. I better get my rights up. So they want everybody just cowering in fear while they worship the government as their big mommy and big daddy with Janet Napolitano strutting around on telescreens at Walmart telling us to worship her and that she will keep us safe. That's weird. My microphone looks crooked. I don't know what's going on with this. I've noticed it's been like that for a while. I wonder if I've got enough aptitude to fix this. Oh, yes, there it is. I have the aptitude of a weasel. I was able to, actually a weasel's smart. I have the aptitude of a jellyfish. I was able to fix it there. Okay, let me continue here with the news. Kosovo. Militia may have stolen prisoners' organs, report alleges. It doesn't say globalist allies, Richard C. Holbrooke's minions, Wesley Clark's dirty dozen, Muslim drug-dealing extremist. They use the term militia because then that'll have a bad connotation on our republic militia. Again, everything's a psyop of CNN. The authorities who control Kosovo. Oh, see, it's the authorities. But wait a minute, Romans 13. The authorities are put there by God, according to Hitler and our government. And our government promotes that now through cybersecurity and InfraGuard and the clergy response team. So the first line right here, what's wrong with grabbing men, women, and children and taking their organs? I mean, it's Romans 13. You shouldn't be upset by that. And most churches say, yes, that's right. Here's my child. Take their organs. You're the authorities. You know, if a politician wants to eat your child's brains while they're alive, it's like, oh, it's of the Lord. I must be of God. I mean, that's where this absurdity goes. Oh, I have to have a card to have a job, according to Homeland Security. Oh, you want to stick your hands down my pants? You want to radiate me? Oh, you put fluoride in the water that at least doubles my chances of bone cancer? Well, why not just barbecue my child? You're the authority. Kosovo, militia may have stolen prisoners' organs, report alleges. The authorities. Well, that said it all, not the public servants, the authorities, and these are good Muslim extremists, by the way, because they work for the globalist, according to them. I say they're bad, but again, I'm an extremist. I don't think because someone calls themselves an authority, they have a right to murder people and gut them and steal their liver and kidneys and suck their blood out and sell it. But, you know, again, I'm an extremist. The authorities who control Kosovo may have stolen organs from prisoners of war and political rivals. When the Kosovo Liberation Army was fighting Serbian forces for control of the territory, European authorities allege a new report. Numerous indications seem to confirm that organs were removed from the same prisoners to be taken abroad for transplantation. Wonder who flew it out. Who flies the little kids out on these UN operations? Who always gets caught? Same group in the WikiLeaks latest documents running kidnapped little boys out of Afghanistan. Nobody's going to miss them. Oh, who runs the CPS, the biggest private contractors in Texas for CPS. But, I mean, I'm just speculating. I mean, I know they run the CPS and run the little boys they grab, but I don't know if DynCorp's involved in this. I just know they were running a lot of the flights out of these areas, along with Halliburton and others, but I'm sorry. Numerous indications seem to confirm that organs were removed from some prisoners to be taken abroad for transportation, according to a draft report of the Council of Europe. Well, if somebody's a prisoner, they deserve it, right? That's the American way, huh? Investigators have made progress towards proving the existence of secret KLA places of detention in northern Albania where inhuman treatment and even murders are said to have been committed. No. They just run a lot of the opium into Europe. They're nice people. Illegal organ trafficking continued after the war ended, the draft suggests. Actually, the draft's public. It says they have evidence, but CNN whitewashes it. Nearly 1,900 people who disappeared during the conflict still have not been found. And another, and a lot of them are women and children, but again, they deserve it according to our government. They deserve to be bombed with DU as well. Nearly 1,900 people who disappeared during the conflict still have not been found. Another 500 disappeared after NATO troops arrived in June of 99. The report goes on. Well, I mean, every major UN operation, every NATO operation, I mean, I could pull up online right now from the State Department reports. I can show you U.S. troops in every major African country with U.N. troops actually roasting small children. When I talk about roasting, you know, I make the point, why not roast children? It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, them beating the children to death and roasting them. U.N. troops roasting children over fires. Roasting. Roasting. I'm going to say it again. Roasting. That's your UN, that's your NATO, okay? That's who they are. And our troops are all in there with them, wallowing around in the evil. Federal depositions on DynCorp show unbelievable things. The latest federal depositions coming out with Blackwater, now XE, confirm what the Iraqis said. Running around naked, piles of cocaine, going out and shooting up cars in the middle of Baghdad for pleasure, men wallowing everywhere with each other. I mean, you know, this is, and all these good old boys are like, oh, look, Blackwater defending us. They got a Christian running it. It's America. They're based in Dubai now. Well, there's no extradition treaty, you notice. The same good old boys are like, execute Assange, get rid of free speech. I like Blackwater. That's America. Piles of cocaine, steroid injections, men wallowing around naked, running outside naked, shooting up children. That's good. I like it. It's America. That same good old boy will walk up to you with an American flag shirt on and, I don't like you, Alex Jones. You don't like this country. You all just get on out of here, boy. We do what the government says. That's what patriotism is. Yeah, we're getting tough on some foreigners. Big deal. Oh, well, they're going to get tough on your bank account, big boy. They're going to get tough on all everything. You think they're cutting Serbs' organs out, men, women, and children for fun? You think they're murdering over a million Iraqis to play tiddlywinks? They hate you even more. Understand that, good old boy. They're going to get you. They're going to get everything you got because they know you're a big fat hog who will roll over to the wolves. Wolves run up to you. You're like a sheep. Sheep will just roll over. They don't even fight. They just roll over and say, here's my neck. And the wolves, this is what wolves and coyotes do. They go, it ain't going to be easy. I'm going to start eating you while you're alive from your hind end. And they start chewing those guts out. And the wolves, the predators love it. They love the pain, the squealing, the flopping. You ever seen your little cat grab a mouse outside and it'll play with it for an hour before it eats it? And how happy the cat is. And then finally it goes ahead and after it's tortured it to death, it kills it. See, these are predators and they see you and the average American male, when they see somebody in a predator uniform, they just go, oh, I got an American flag. I'm with you. I support it. Don't feed on me. Oh, you want to? Okay, hold on. Let me lay down for you. Okay, here's my neck. The wolves are like, hey, we're not starting with your neck. You understand? They're like, all right. Take my children first, please. Not me. I'm here reaching out to men and women who still have liberty in their gut, who still have the spirit of 1776, who are not cowards, that we're going to try to fix this thing peacefully. But the globalists have created an army of pure evil and pure darkness. And we are going to face it, and we are going to defeat it. Your churches are going to tell you it's the end of the world, lay down. Regardless, justice is something that has to be stood up for. And justice be done, may the heavens fall. Duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. And I assure you, your appeasance of evil, your rationales about 50 million abortions, you think God's going to let us as a country kill 51 million babies and counting in the last 35 years and not let us feel pain for it? Of course, cancer is up 3,000%. Of course, diabetes is up even more than that. Of course, the globalists are hurting us at every level in every way. We're being punished now. The big secret is, in life, when you do bad things, they come back on you. And that's why these cops have the highest level of suicide and unhappiness. That's why bureaucrats do. No matter how corrupt people are, when you're doing something bad to humanity, your body starts shutting down against you. And the universe literally starts retaliating against you. And this country is going into the flames. You better know it. Now, the question is, what's going to come out on the other side? Our metal is now being tested. The good from the evil is going to be denominated now. It's on. And that's why I'm not worried about anything. I'm not perfect, but my heart is with good. I want to be a good person. I want to do the right thing. And I've got guts. And I tell you right now, folks, that's all God cares about, is that you care about good, you love righteousness, and that you got guts. Because as they say in Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker's silly and ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. We'll be back with more news. Stay with me.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar... solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986. Yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
One more silver dollar, and No, they're not going to catch me. No, they're not going to catch the High Noon Rider. Right out here in the open.
I've got to run to keep
and I hope my life is an example to others of standing up to tyranny. Doesn't mean you're going to do a 100% perfect job. Doesn't matter. Just get in there. They want to fight. They want to take our society over. We're going to lead by example and rally others to stand up and be leaders. We're going to bring down this tyranny together, or we're going to die trying. You know, people make fun of older civilizations and our founding fathers who said, don't trust big government, don't let them have your information, keep them small, they'll enslave you, because that's what history shows. They tried to train people the last 50 years that that's a conspiracy theory, that government's only good, only loves you, everything's great. But the establishment is going down every point of tyranny and putting it in place and supercharging it. There is no doubt we're in trouble. There's no doubt we're going into a planned economy. There's no doubt the globalists do not want you to be wealthy or independent. There is no doubt that they are completely criminal and illegitimate. And I want to beg military, police, bureaucrats, anybody that works within the so-called power structure, corporate America, look at the facts and decide if you want to go along with this evil. Stop living in denial because you're comfortable. Face the issues that are going on and choose a side. We should be blessed to be alive in a time that is so critical. And while we are alive, we should all be trying to spend every moment we can. You know, I plan on taking part of next week off to spend time with family, and I already almost don't want to do it. I got Paul Watson coming in with some big guests. It'll be very informative. I almost don't even want to take off because I feel guilty even taking 3 or 4 days off every 6 months. I feel guilty, but I got to take a break sometimes, you know, because when I come back, I'm more focused. It's more powerful info. I can work longer hours. I need to recharge my batteries. But it's all unfolding right now. It's all being verified right now. It's all being confirmed right now. And I know it's scary. I know why a lot of people have trouble dealing with this information. I understand it's scary. And then if you admit it to yourself and get out of the denial and the trance you're in, you're going to have to do something. But that freight train was coming at us even if you stayed in your trance or not. The best thing to do is get off the tracks. The globalists scare you and use fake things to run you into their arms to give up your liberty and freedom. I'm pointing out history of how dangerous big government and tyranny is to hopefully get you to not be scared. I want you to get your blood up and get focused and find your power and stand up against it so that we can enjoy this wonderful planet, so we can enjoy our wonderful families, so we can protect our little ones, so we can rediscover what's truly valuable, decency and honor and family and trust and real local communities, not being ruled by these disconnected corporate globalists who are on power trips. You know, I have a message to the globalists that I plan on shooting on video tomorrow, maybe even today, where I'm going to speak directly to the globalists that we're going to post on PrisonPlanet.tv next week, probably up on the YouTube channel just directly because I want to get it out immediately. But I'm here ranting. It's just the time for being in denial is over. And I want to commend listeners. UK martial law tops Google following the announcement that they may engage in a protest ban nationwide. That is what martial law is. You made that search term number one. I salute you yesterday. Now, British officers are not wearing IDs at protest. They've removed their IDs, another sign of true martial law. They beat up a person who was disabled. In fact, I have my article. Matt Ryan, what did he have? It was muscular dystrophy. Correct, MS? The point is the guy couldn't even walk, cerebral palsy. He couldn't even walk, and he was a reporter, and the police beat the daylights out of him, and the media. We have the BBC clip. In fact, maybe we should play that right at the end of the show, where the BBC reporter got the guy on, and the reporter says, it's your fault. Did you throw a rock or something? And he goes, I can't even lift my arms. It's all on video. They just beat him up, and the news is so sick, they're going, it's good. It's good to beat people up in wheelchairs. Yeah, kind of like at the G20 earlier this year, where a guy was delivering newspapers to a newsstand in the protest area, and they come up behind him and beat him to death and then lie and say, and then the footage got released, and they lied at the coroner exam and said he just hit his head. They said he had a heart attack. I mean, they murder us, and it's like, oh, beautiful, it's freedom. Oh, it's so, oh, they stick their hands down our pants. Oh, thank you, security services. There's this weird fetish. People just, oh, you're abusing me. Oh, it's so freedom. And I hear these talk show hosts just worshiping tyranny like they're like on the inside or something. Here's a warning issued over mass fingerprinting of school children by Steve Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com. There's so much news I don't even get to here on air. We've got folks fighting back against the tyranny, though, joining us in studio. Coming up on the other side, key intel straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, T-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone.
gusset.com/America today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy to fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, in a moment we're going to Heather Fazio, and she's with the TAG, Texas for Accountable Government. They've done great work on the threat fusion centers. And they've also been fighting, you know, the warrantless blood taking on the sides of the road. And I've seen this in Orlando, Florida with other groups. I've seen it in Colorado. I've seen it in California, all over the country. Citizen groups, city council members, legislative members, the legislatures, New Jersey are saying no. And the TSA has been invited in to the airports. They don't have to be there. So when Austin News wrongly says in this piece we're about to analyze that, well, the subcommittee of the city council, they can 5-0 have a resolution saying they don't want scanners, but TSA, they decide. Just earlier, we showed you the union documents all over the country. TSA is now saying you've got to be urine tested and have a TSA card to have with biometrics on it to have a job. They've got TSA checkpoints from Florida to Texas now, from Massachusetts to New York, where they're groping people on the side of the road. This is the federal takeover of society. So I wanted to play at least part of this newscast. I saw it this morning up on the Alex Jones channel as one of the videos that Dave that runs the channel posted up there. And I was watching the video, and then I was amazed to hear that they're going to have some of the tag folks inside with their permit, because they know when taxpayer money goes to a building, they have to allow people to hand out information. They can't discriminate. But there's going to be a protest out at the end of the airport on the main entrance this Saturday. But I want to see this everywhere. And you can use the model that tags use, We Are Change, others, to go out and you know, to really engage these issues. Now, I have another report, too. Again, Austin joins rebellion against naked body scanners. If you want to watch the report without me stopping and commenting on it, that's up on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Because this is bigger than just the airports. This is the takeover. You see TSA now, 800 Walmarts. Now they announced this week 9,000 locations. Big telescreen saying, watch shoppers, watch your neighbor. I mean, this is the Running Man, 1984. TSA choir has holiday spirit down pat. So now it's like have the concentration camp guards wear Santa hats. And that's the USA Today article. In fact, I'll show folks a document cam shot if we can. It says they're singing. They have piano players in there. And the TSA, at only certain locations, in Santa outfits to make you feel good. Oh, let's stick your hands down the pants. Radiation scan you. I mean, this is sick. So they're trying to get morale up. I had crew flying through Boston Logan, one of the most draconian this week. No patting down, no body scanning. They're really backing off till they hope that this grassroots awakening subsides. They'll be right back at them. This is key, this TSA situation. So here's part of this newscast from Austin, from KXAN, and it's an overall a fairer piece. I talked about News 8 Austin, an inside track I had from one of the airport top people, I'll leave it at that, a few years ago about new TSA stuff, and they interviewed over 40 people who said they hated it. They got one old lady to say she liked it, and News 8 Austin put that on and said everybody likes it. KXAN did show fairly people who were against it, but let's go ahead and play that clip.
Just inside these doors are mad tonight, expressing their opinions, but all that anger might not do any good because TSA actually has the final say in whether these scanning devices will come here to
not
the airport.
True.
Still, all of these people
not
talking
true.
Tonight are hoping that they are able to attract the attention of both the commission tonight and the city council later on this week. They want to deliver a message that will come from these groups to TSA saying we don't want these devices here. Now, the big issue tonight seems to be privacy. That is a direct
invasion of privacy. Yeah, they've been caught saving the naked scans.
But not everyone is willing
they
to give up
that.
Any possible extra security.
They
that
lied
come.
About the radiation.
We talked to passengers at the airport today who said this is something people will just have to accept because it's unlikely TSA will budge.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's overwhelming opposition to body scanners.
Where's
I mean,
Heather?
The privacy issue, the fact that all radiation is dangerous, and the fact that they're ineffective.
People that don't travel constantly or often, and there's you know, concerned that they're going to be pulled out of line and people touch them and things like that. But I mean, the alternative is it's much better than the alternative of paying for the safe travel, I think.
What's
along
pause?
With radiation concerns.
Oh, it just never ends. So again, more people die from bee stings every year. It's about 100. You look up the numbers. More people die, you know, of just hundreds of different things than this. So, because somebody might burgle your house, people die every month in Austin where I live being murdered in their houses. Do we have to have cameras in every house or cops in every house? See, anywhere there's a crime now, they can call it terror and then bring in the goons. This is the takeover of society, and that is their plan. So, they show us these sycophants getting off on how great it is to be radiated and have people have their hands stuck down their pants. Let's continue.
Critics say the machines don't work as well as proponents would like. And then you have groups like Texans for Accountable Government saying it's an invasion of privacy.
What we need to do is let them know that it is not acceptable in Austin. We don't have body scanners here. We don't want body scanners here. We don't need them here.
But Chernoff needs money.
One of those working to convince the Airport Advisory Commission to oppose the scanners. In the past, it's put up privacy fights against the APD blood draw program, private data concerns at Austin's Fusion Center, and even accountability for toll roads.
Because the toll roads are illegal under federal and state law.
Scanners might just have to live with them. It's unlikely the TSA will budge on this security issue.
I like to think it makes things safer. So I think that we do all we can do. And I hope that that's enough.
So that's the PR.
Now we'll let you know tonight on Austin News at 10 whether the commission approves a resolution against these machines.
Okay.
And on Friday, the opposition will actually head to City Hall to try to get the city.
No, continue it, because it goes another newscast.
Thing. And on Saturday, they're going to be back out here at the airport actually holding a protest against these devices.
That's this Saturday.
For now, we are live at the airport. Josh Hinkle, KXAN, Austin News.
Tonight, Austinites told the Transportation Safety Administration to go back to the drawing board on full-body scanners at ABIA. The scanners are already in place at some 8 airports in Texas, including San Antonio, DFW, and Houston's Bush Intercontinental airports. But will they land in Austin? KITV's Ryan Lloyd heard from the commission and those up in arms. And Ryan, what came out of the debate?
Well, Betty, the Austin Airport Advisory Commission drafted a resolution against body scanners. It doesn't hold too much weight, though, because security issues like this are a federal issue. But
let's stop there. So, folks, all security is a federal issue. That's the CBS piece, a part of it. All security issues. That means security at your golf club, security at your office, security at your house. No, there's a 10th Amendment. And it's not true. The airports have invited them in. And the Austin Advisory Commission voted 5-0 after the impassioned points to be against the scanners. But then the news tells you, but they don't have any authority. Well, why even have a city of Austin? Why have Travis County? Why have Texas? Why have Oklahoma? Why have Florida? Why have Nebraska? Why have California? Why have Arizona? Why even have a federal government when we're going under UN control? Now, I want to talk to Heather Fazio with TAG out there doing a great job. There's an event coming up Friday. There's also one Saturday. But first, give us your take on this and your overall view of those propaganda pieces we just showed, how they just took the big victory, you know, of basically the city of Austin saying no. We're going to see what the council says, but their airport commission agreed with you, and now they're trying to spin it. I mean, why even have the airport commission then if the feds are our king? I mean, do the feds tell me to tie my shoelaces so I don't trip and fall? It's a safety issue. I mean, do the feds tell me what color shirt to wear on Thursdays? I mean, do they tell you not to? I guess they are saying how much salt we can have and wanting to track everything. I mean, is this freedom?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me on.
Oh, great having you.
The problem is with this is that they're not acknowledging that this is our airport. That is what the author, Robert Torn, wanted to assert. This is Austin's airport. We decide what we want to do here. We know there's not a terrorist threat in Austin. The real terrorists are TSA inciting fear among all Americans and making them so scared to fly that they're willing to drive, which is more dangerous than flying.
Well, what about Anwar al-Awlaki, head of al-Qaeda, hanging out at the Pentagon? What about him? They don't want to investigate that. They want to stick their hands down my pants and train me to be their slave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. No, it's absurd.
And but they're gonna wear Santa hats, though. Isn't that cute?
That's very nice.
Hey, Ted Bundy. Was it Ted Bundy? Who was the one that dressed up like a clown, the serial killer? John Wayne Gacy. I mean, is it okay he raped and killed children because he wore a clown outfit? Is it okay if they stick their hands down our pants because they dress up like Santa? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, they tried to tell us that we had an option, that these machines are optional, that you can opt out and that you can have a pat down. And I looked right at the TSA director, and how dare you suggest that we can either have a virtual strip search or be molested by federal agents? That's not an option.
You have a choice of two unconstitutional things. It's like you can have death by firing squad or electric chair.
That's how fair. Free country, right? So the next step, hopefully we're going to try to put political pressure. That's what it's all about, because ultimately they do say it's TSA's decision. And even if we do privatize, that's what people have been talking about, privatizing our security. Well, ultimately, when I talk to the TSA director, they would be managing private employees rather than their own federal employees. So ultimately, it seems right now that it's all about putting political pressure on the city council to pass a resolution against these so that TSA will stop, will not deploy these body scanners.
Well, amazing. People obviously, from all political persuasions across the board, Americans are overwhelmingly, I've seen Reuters polls of 96% against it. Everybody needs to go down there, before that arrogant, Lee Leffingwell, former pilot himself and others, and tell them we want this out and we want it out now. And to read the, you can read the mainstream New York Times articles about 50 times, 20 times the radiation, depending on the machine. They've been caught saving them. You can read how courthouses are getting them, got caught saving them. Just hit them with headline after headline. That's coming up Friday, and demand that they get these rapist scans. That's actually the name of the company. It's a rapid scan, but we call it rapist scan, that these rapist scan machines not be put in. And by the way, now they're body scanning and then on top of it molesting. Mm-hmm. And down in El Paso, I have the El Paso Times. They reported a few months ago, everyone's being put through these.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is time for action. And it is time for action locally, because the feds and international governments, they don't care about what we think. They made that evident with the bailout, which is what motivated me to get involved. We made 1,001 phone calls to them and they did nothing. They still passed it. So that's why it's so important to get involved locally. On the local level, we need to be calling city council today and tomorrow, is the biggest thing that we can do.
And take our counties, our cities, our state legislatures back. That's the peaceful redress of grievance that the founders put in there, along with the juries, the grand juries, voting. They can't stop you. You are the people. If you stop being passive and giving in or having a defeatist attitude and pessimistic, we've gotten in this because of the pessimistic attitude. They want to laugh at us and tell us that resistance is futile. It's propaganda.
Yep, that's right. We don't need permission to live freely. Just do it. Start getting involved locally. Get involved with your county, your city. The Texas state legislature is coming involved. We can get pissed off about our taxes and about how the cops are acting, but when it boils down to it, we're just letting them pass.
They're our employees, and now they're right. We're going to take your blood at warrantless checkpoints. We're going to put face scanning cameras up all over Austin and license plate readers. We're going to stick our hands down our pants. These federal goons say they're going to land everywhere in the U.S. and on the streets. And I mean, it's total takeover.
Yeah, and it's unacceptable. And it's really time to activate. We need to stop talking about it and do something about it. And that's what Texans for Accountable Government's all about, getting involved on the local level where we can actually affect change, where we can see the fruits of our labor.
Well, I know, Heather Fazio, with the tag, that you came down here on short notice, but I don't know if you heard earlier in the hour or last hour, we were covering the fact that now all over the country, the unions are making the deal, just like the airports invited them in. It's not law, but they say, you're fired. You got to go to Homeland Security, get a face scan, thumbprint, drug test. You can't work unless Homeland Security says you can. No judge, no jury. It's like no fly, no buy a gun. I mean, they're making it where they are God. They are the rulers. They are Joe Stalin. And if Joe Stalin, if Uncle Joe doesn't say that you're okay, you can't work. I mean, this is hallmark of hardcore tyranny. We've got to hold them here and push them back.
Yep, and they're doing it through corporatism, through the big business and big government working together to keep us down. If they can regulate businesses enough, then they can put handcuffs on them and make them do what they want.
Well, that's like the Senate bill with the written by Big Agra to shut down local farms and ranches.
Yep, exactly.
Continue. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's why it's critical to get involved locally, because we can actually see the changes. We can actually show up to city council today on the agenda are public surveillance cameras that are going in downtown.
Homeland Security grant.
Yep, exactly. That it's taxpayer money at the
local. I remember 15 years ago, they said the cameras are only for traffic. And then they admit, oh, and for government and police. Oh, the threat fusion center's going in. We're face scanning. We're tracking your cell phones in real time, your credit cards. It's all illegal.
Yep.
But they just do it.
Yep, it all ties in together. It all goes back to the police state. They're implementing it step by step by step, and it's all in the name of security.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want fluoride in your water? We're going to do it. You don't want us to take your baby's blood at birth illegally? We're going to do it. Mm-hmm. You don't want us to face scan you? We're going to do it. You don't want us to put our hands down your pants? We're going to do it. They're trying to break us.
Yep, that's exactly right. And another thing we need to focus on is making these commissions that are appointed by city council actually have some teeth to the resolutions, to at least make it so that this resolution has to go up onto the city council agenda. I mean, they demonstrated that they don't care care what their own environmental board says, when the environmental board said we need to investigate the practice of fluoridating Austin's water. That was in the end of 2009, and the city council has still done nothing. When every city council meeting, there are people there testifying that we want fluoride out of our water, that it is unsafe. We don't know what it's doing to us. It's costing us so much money unnecessarily, and the city council can't even tell us really why they think it should be in there. We should be making them prove to us that they should be paying $750,000 a year to poison us.
Absolutely. And Heather, we're going to put it up on screen. Here's an example, and it just happened in Arizona statewide. It's happening here. Houston votes to turn off red light cameras. It's our community. Government, you don't get to blow stuff up anymore and then pose as our savior. We know you're crooks, okay? Your low-level, dumbed-down minions may not know it. We know it. But, there's mainstream news. We'll put it back on screen real quick. Houston votes to turn off red light cameras. We're the people, okay? We run the country, not you, because you got a uniform and a gun. Get it through your head. And the city council crooks up there stealing all the money. I'm telling you, man, I am tired of it nationwide. I'm going to skip this final break so we have more time with Heather Fox. Tell us about what's happening at the city council, how folks can get down there. You don't have to pre-sign up, do you, because it's an agenda item, right?
No, well, tomorrow it's a meeting for representatives of organizations that oppose this. We're meeting with the staffers of city council to talk to them about potentially demanding that they draft a resolution similar or identical to the one that was just passed by their appointed Austin Airport Advisor.
Okay, but separately, people need to sign up to go speak in the Citizens Communications, what, next week?
No, I think that there must have been a misunderstanding. Tomorrow there's a meeting scheduled with staffers to discuss a resolution.
No, but I'm just saying in the future, because I was just watching the newscast, they said you were going to be at city council. I'm saying in the future we need to just get citizens, period, down there on the fluoride, the death camp coordination center, threat fusion center, yep. On the blood sucking, warrantless blood sucking, on everything.
Yep, and the way you can do that is you go to the City of Austin website and you find out the schedule for a city council meeting 2 weeks prior, on the Thursday, 2 weeks before. For that meeting at 9 a.m., you call 974-2210 and you tell them that you would like to sign up for Citizens Communication. You'll have 3 minutes to talk about whatever you
want. And notice, used to, you could just go sign up there. They make it harder and harder. First, it was sign up 1 week before, then 2 weeks. Now it's going to be on a blue moon, when the Easter Bunny twinkles, every 17 millennia, you'll be able to speak to the, and when doctors and scientists go and speak to them about the fluoride, they just sit up there and laugh like arrogant, pus-filled maggots. The key here to all of this is you put them on notice about the fluoride and the fact that there's uranium and radium and all of that's on record and lead and mercury. And when they don't respond, you personally sue them. When those bags of maggot pus, and I'm sorry, that's what they are, sit up there and laugh at you, when you jump through hoops to speak to them and scientists come and speak, you sue them for putting chemical weapons in the water. When they don't respond to your tort letter, you go after them. You get aggressive with the scum. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The best thing that if you really do want to get active, if you're on Facebook, join the Like the Texans for Accountable Government page, and we will be sending out notifications on when there's action items, when you can we'll give you the phone numbers. Here's what to call. Tell them how you feel. We'll be sending out notifications.
Well, more than telling them how you feel, I'm for suing them.
Well, then you're...
Listen, I told folks to sue over this taking the blood secretly from babies. And it was my listeners in Minnesota and Austin taking them down. And again, I'm just saying strategic attack, info war, it is criminal for them to be putting, as you said, and paying millions of dollars overall every few years to put the poison in the water.
Well, let us not forget we have a criminal injustice system. We also have a lot of work activism that needs to go on to the judicial branch also. I mean, we're going to be asking them
No, no, you're doing a great job. I'm just frothing.
Yeah.
Thinking about the video I saw of Dr. Conant a few weeks ago.
Oh, I know.
And the city council's talking and laughing. You go ahead, doctor. And he's like, scientific report, studies, deadly doubling of cancer. Here's this report. You got this top toxicologist expert. And they're just laughing. Well, good. They're assaulting us. They need to be brought to justice. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. And we have to be vigilant. We have to be paying attention to everything going on. We have to get active. You have to make those phone calls to their offices because I call them up and have people been calling about this? Yes, you can let the dogs off now, but that's what we need to keep doing. We need to keep pressure on them. Call them about anything going on in the city.
Yeah,
call
look, we have what, 8% turnout for these elections. If the listeners of this show in Austin, we're on 1330, 590, 90.1, just in Austin, If the listeners of this broadcast started voting, started running for office, started getting involved in the first year or two, it would just educate everybody else. Then you'd all win. We could remove these creatures, remove their fraudulent voting machines with a write-in campaign, with a petition, you know, type deal, getting it on the ballot that way to have paper ballots to remove them. We can remove these arrogant creatures.
Yep, that's right. And don't forget about your third parties. You don't have to, you know, submit to being in one of the two-party system. I mean, the two-party system is dividing and conquering.
Well, in Austin, they don't even claim it's a party system, but it's all Democrats, you know.
Right, pretty much.
And you know, you've got the county commissioner's court. They're scared of you. And it's the same in every other town listing around the country. I mean, it's time to get involved. It's us or them.
You're exactly right. It is. It's time to get involved. If you go to tagtexas.org, that's our website, you can find some information about the top story right now is about these body scanners and how what you can do to get active and get involved. All the phone numbers of city council are there. It is critical that we make the phone calls. It takes 30 seconds. You call.
Absolutely.
My name is Heather. I understand that there was a resolution passed by the Austin Advisory Commission, Austin Airport Advisory Commission on Tuesday, and I would really like to see a City of Austin resolution passed to keep body scanners out of Austin because they're dangerous, they're invasive, and they're ineffective.
Absolutely. And folks, we are Change Austin. Other organizations around the country, start your own group. Get involved and go in there and never stop. This is your city, your town, your county, your state, not theirs. And they have this aura of arrogance and aplomb like, you know, frat boys or something. That's all part of their hollowness. They're not real people. Most of them, they're in there, and there's no doubt our city council is one of the worst in the country. Passed carbon taxes this year, put into the power bills, and they've got the smart meters going in Austin where they can turn your power off. I mean, we've got a problem, but even more exciting, you've gotten the permit for five of you to be inside the airport this Saturday, but there's going to be a demonstration at what time out there on the main entrance to the airport to let folks know we're not going along with this.
That's right. It's going to be from 11 to 2 o'clock. It's going to be right at Presidential and 71. There's a gas station on the other side of the highway with a parking lot. You can find parking over there and then just walk over. Please make a sign. Let people know that there's a petition on the inside of the airport terminal for them to sign. Let them know that to call city council and makes we need signs. We need to be letting people know.
So more people can go inside the royal facility. It's just five of you are allowed to hand out literature.
Well,
I don't think the TSA, well, you said the petition's going to be inside. I mean, I don't, they're not going to like you in there handing out the stuff. That's great. I mean, and having the petition. But again, this is the beginning. It doesn't mean we're going to win today, but go back 6 weeks ago when I said we're going after the TSA, a year ago when I had the contest, or 11 months ago, people said, well, look, your contest didn't defeat them. Having protests at every, you know, airport. It begins the ball rolling. And then I spent weeks hammering it. Drudge picked us up. Then everybody else. And make no mistake, it's you, the audience of this show, tapping into the anger that was already there that drove this over the edge. Get started. Do what these great folks are doing here in Austin. Do what other people are doing around the country. And stand up against these monsters today. And take over your city councils. Don't let TSA be on the streets now, groping people. I mean, I've shown newscasts here where they're actually grabbing genitals in Miami and Houston. I mean, just federal goons. It has nothing to do with terrorism. What time again is the demonstration coming up this Saturday?
11 to 2.
11 to 2. And so come early, stay late.
And as a matter of fact, we're going to have a sign-making party tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Brave New Books.
Oh, good.
1904 Guadalupe Street. So bring a poster board, bring some markers if you have some, and we're going to use their projector so that we can make some great signs and make sure that we're prepared to let Austin know how we feel about body scanners.
Absolutely.
It's our city, and we don't want body scanners here.
Absolutely. Very, very exciting. Well, Heather Fazio, I really appreciate you coming in here. I won't be able to make it to these events, folks, but I will, of course, be on the radio covering it. And I just hope that people all over the nation take action, because resistance is victory. Heather, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless you.
Great.
Thanks for coming in. You can hang out till the end if you want. We're almost over in 2 minutes. I'll be back tomorrow with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura and a bunch of other special guests. We got Paul Watson for part of the week next week filling in while I'm gone. I want everybody to have, again, a wonderful holiday and a safe holiday. But we have no future if we don't stand up against this evil. I also want to encourage listeners. We are getting new AM and FM affiliates everywhere. We're talking 2-3 a week now. It's getting kind of scary. Dallas, Chicago, Orlando, you know, San Francisco, just all over the place. We are exploding. We're reaching millions of new people every week. It is so exciting. And it's all because of you spreading the word. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Spread that out to everybody you know. PrisonPlanet.tv. Buy memberships. Give them to folks that financially supports us. Plus, it's an army of resistance. Every topic dealing with liberty and resistance to tyranny you can imagine. PrisonPlanet.tv is really discounted always in the month of December to sign up. We've got a lot of other specials online on the online video bookstores. Great gifts to wake people up. And again, support this key command base in the fight against the globalists. That's why we're under attack by COINTELPRO and their operatives everywhere. But it only makes us stronger. Retransmission starts now. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, you've heard us talk about HomeGain before. HomeGain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a HomeGain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. HomeGain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a HomeGain agent. Share the HomeGain150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the HomeGain Gorilla, to find out more about how HomeGain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.